Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, Saf Cindy is very, very impressive. Saf is a senior copywriter at Ogilvy & Mather in Cape Town. And while he isn't doing that stuff, it says here he enjoys long walks on the beach and games of bingo at the local retirement village, which is, I mean, to you might sound a little bit odd, but perfectly acceptable. I think that's actually a great thing to do. Saf also enjoys lying about what he does in his spare time. So maybe he doesn't hang out at the local retirement village. In fact, that'll be the first question. What is your involvement with the local retirement village, Saf?
The local retirement village is my little secret. That's how I get out of working late most of the time. It's a big fat lie, of course.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, whatever you need to do to get out of doing your 9-to-5, this is good. You're inspiring us with brand new ways of getting out what it is that you have to do. It also says here you enjoy writing bios in which you refer to yourself as the third person, which I think is fantastic. And one final quirky question before we get into the gist of what makes this creative soul such a popular one in South African creative circles. Producer Cat tells me that I need to ask you about the alien ringtone or something like that, something to do with a ringtone.
Cat gave me a call just before the interview started and my phone rang. Might have been my boss, Talisa, asking me where the copy was. And every time he calls, I have a sci-fi ringtone attached to his call ID. It just makes it a whole lot more scary every time I get a call from my executive creative director.
Okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts here. You are very impressive outside of everything we've just discussed. You won the Cannes Young Lion competition last year as well as the Lurie's Young Creative of the Year award. And those are two very, very big deals. Why do you think you won? What is it that makes you this creative rock star extraordinaire, Saf?
Oh, I think you're giving me too many kind words. I think I've said it a million times, I've been really fortunate to work with a great bunch of people throughout my career, and in every agency that I've been given the opportunity to apply my trade at, I've been surrounded by really cool people who've inspired me and taught me and kind of guided and molded me into the creative I am today. And I think that's really important. It's important working with people that are qualified and have the experience that I mean, makes it possible to help young creators like me just do better. And thanks to them, really.
How do you see yourself as a creative? I mean, when you think he has this Saf Oak and he's this creative and you're walking in and out of Ogilvy every single day, what is your perception of yourself?
Look, I have an amazing art director that always keeps me very, very humble. So I'm just an art director's assistant, really. That gets the right copy every now and then. But I love what I do and I work hard at what I do. It's important to do that. It's important to come in the morning and put your head down and try and give it your all.
Mm.
And sometimes you write some stuff or a great brief lands on your desk and you get to make a cool piece of work. And when those opportunities come around, it's important not to shy away from it. And I think that's what I've kind of been able to do throughout my career.
Let's talk about this copywriting thing for a second, this ability to wax lyrical and construct amazing sentences or phrases in order to push product and to push services and to illustrate some sort of idea. Copywriting, what is it for you in its purest form?
I think it's the ability to construct a piece of communication, especially in advertising. So in an advertising sense, copywriting is the ability to construct a piece of communication that's never been done before, that's fresh, that sticks out, and that makes people want to keep coming back and reading it or listening to it. I always grew up being taught by my ECDs and my seniors that there's no point in writing a piece of copy that you don't like, because if you don't enjoy writing it, nobody's going to enjoy listening to it or reading it.
Absolutely. And talk to me about the process of it. I mean, how do you not overthink it? How do you go with the best idea? How do you take your ego out of it? How do you figure out, what's the best line to go with? How do you, not wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, or maybe you do, with that perfect line and then write it down? The process and kind of, navigating the space, how have you worked your head around that?
Well, I think that's the struggle, isn't it? And I think every copywriter will agree it's tough. And especially as we as an advertising industry evolve into a more integrated way of working, there's a lot more opinions that come into it. So when you write a line, it's not only reviewed by your ECD anymore or judged by your art director anymore. There's all these different elements from a social perspective or digital perspective or strategic perspective that comes in and tries to help you hone your ideas or your craft and your lines. And I think it's important to stay open-minded and drop your ego and just listen to what people have to say, because more often than not, they are right. And I mean, it's difficult, but I think once you get into the right kind of zone where you're ready to listen to people and work together to hone those ideas or those lines and that little bit of craft, you end up with something special.
Tell me about picking a lane. I mean, you've picked copywriting as the thing that you really want to master in this space and time in your career. There's so many different aspects in an advertising agency, so many different things that you could be doing. Why have you settled on copywriting for now? What's the objective moving forward? And what's the importance of having one specific thing that you do really, really well?
I think, to be really honest, I'm a copywriter because I can't draw. To save my life.
Okay.
I remember walking into AAA School of Advertising not knowing what copywriting was or art direction. And I walked into the art direction studio and I saw these oaks sitting around and comping dragons' heads onto horses' bodies and like crazy stuff. And then I walked into this copywriting class. There's only like 5 people sitting around with their legs up doing like basically nothing, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
I want to sit with my legs up doing basically nothing. Wow, that could describe a whole lot of things, but I appreciate the parallel.
No, it's awesome. It's great to be able to kind of create something that didn't exist and putting it out in the world and have people like love it and tweet about it and talk about it. And we have the ability to inspire people, and I mean, manipulate's probably the most evil word I could use, but that's in essence what advertising does. It manipulates people into believing in brands and products and stuff like that. And I think it's a great kind of power to have, if I can call it that, without trying to sound pretty evil.
No, absolutely. Let's talk about this industry though for a second. I mean, here you are, you're really young, you're already this awards winner, and you know the reality is that you know, while the business of advertising might be to manipulate people to buy stuff or whatever in a positive sense, I'm not saying it in a negative sense, the reality of the industry is that it's quite a clicky sort of space, or some people think it is, and there's, you know, all the agencies and everyone's competing with one another, and you know, walking into a space like that and trying to make sense of it and make it authentic to you, how have you sort of approached that?
I think for me, like, a question like that boils down to culture, and the culture within an agency space is so important, because there's a lot of different personalities, especially within the creative department. Everybody's so different. Everybody's so unique. There's so many different cultures. There's so many different subcultures, pop cultures within the agency dynamic. And when you walk in and you kind of need to walk in with a broad mind and learn from the people around you, because the more you know and the more you understand those kind of nuances that different people have adopted, the better your ads become, the better your insights become, the better your thinking becomes, the broader it becomes. And I think it's important to understand that in an all-around kind of sphere. So when you sit down with a brief, you can answer a brief for any target audience. And working in those kind of environments helps you do that, because you're constantly exposed to different people and different mindsets and different insights.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you've got this model a little bit waxed. What for you has been the most interesting thing about the reality of advertising versus what your perception may have been at school?
I think it's probably been a lot more intense. I mean, I've always wanted to be in advertising since I was a little kid, and I always thought it was as simple as sitting down at your desk and maybe writing a script. But there's so many more layers to that. There's so much more that you kind of need to understand before you can write that script. There's so many things you kind of need to learn. And once you've written that script, there's so much that you need to kind of, like, you need to hone your craft, and you need to to keep pushing your idea further and further, and it's a lot harder than I actually thought it would be. Which is cool. It's always good to have a challenge, I suppose.
Things are not always as they seem. Yeah, it's
no, definitely not.
There's a lot going on. Talk to me about navigating a career. You spoke a little bit about the importance of culture in an agency, but figuring out when's the right time to move on, when's the right time to do something new, when's the right time to express that you want to do that or jump in there, and building a career, certainly looking at these awards that you've won and that kind of thing. When you think of building this career, where is it that you want to take this whole thing, and how are you figuring out how to work the system so that you get there?
I don't necessarily think the system needs to be worked. I think you go with it. You know, it's I see the industry as a whole, not just by agency. And I'm a big fan of David Trotman. If there's young creators listening, I'd encourage them to read every one of his books. And he speaks a lot about how the best creatives in the world know where the other best creatives in the world are working, what they're doing, what brands they're working on. And you kind of follow that. And I've tried to do that throughout my career. I started off at Lowball and I moved to Foxman 2, where some of the best creatives in the world, in the country, not the world, were working at that time. And then I moved to Network BBDO and I got to work with even better creatives. And now I'm at Ogilvy Cape and I'm doing the same. And by doing that, it doesn't just help me work in different brands, but I work with really great people who I learn from every day. And it's so, so important to never stop learning, especially within a creative department, especially as a copywriter. There's a million different ways to write a piece of copy. There's a million different ways to come up with an idea and to communicate that idea or translate it into different mediums, whether it's TV, digital, social, a print ad, a radio campaign. Mm. And I think it's important to kind of learn as much as you can. And I'm trying to do it as quick as I can, I think, and maybe sometimes too fast, but I'd really love to open up an agency someday, and that's kind of the dream and the goal that I'm working towards.
Listen, sounds like you're onto a good thing. Looks like you're onto a good thing here in terms of what it looks like on paper. So it seems like it's all panning out. Let's talk about these lures for a second. Your relationship with that bird. How are you two hanging out together? Do you love each other? Do you not love each other? Should the rest of the country love that bird? Are you in love with the bird? Like, what's the deal with you and the bird?
I do love the bird. The bird seems to have a relationship with me where she decides to take off every second year. And it's really been a theme of my career. It's been like one great year, one horrible year, one great year, one horrible year. But I mean, that's advertising.
Which year are we in now?
We're in the horrible year.
Oh, no. Sorry, bro. I hope you haven't booked your ticket for Durban yet.
Unfortunately, I have. but I mean, that's just the way advertising works. You know, there's so many talented creators in South Africa, and I mean, you try to be consistent with winning awards, and what are awards? Awards are, it's the right brief landing on your desk, and you're doing the right piece of work for your brand that's going to sell the most product for them. And it happens. It happens sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. And maybe we put, as creators, we put too much pressure on ourselves to win awards. And there's nothing wrong with that. It makes us better. It makes us strive for better things and to make better work for our clients and our brands. But it's not the end of the world if you don't win a Lurie, I don't think.
Well, listen, maybe this is going to be a good year. Maybe this is going to turn it around. Tell me for a second about why it's so important that we have that bird, though.
I think what we need to remember as an industry is that we get some of the best creative leaders in our industry to sit around a table and judge a piece of work. And without that, we don't know what's good and what's the next best thing. And it kind of makes us slack. So if I know that the Jenny Glovers and the Tanisas and the Naomi Shechers and the Grant Stoliers of this world are sitting around the table looking at my work, judging whether I've made the best piece of communication for a brand, it's going to make me strive to do better, because at the end of the day, that's what we need to do to go further. Mm. And I feel like if we don't have that, and maybe I'm not putting this in the way I'd really love to, but if we don't have that, we kind of lose the will and the way to make great work. And if nobody's judging our work, how do we know what's good and what's great? I always look at awards after they've been awarded, and it kind of sets the benchmark for next year. Like, what are people doing? How are we communicating to our target markets? It's so important to know winning and what's doing well, because it gives you an idea of how the target market's responding to our communication.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, has become something that people look to as a benchmark, and every industry needs things that benchmark what's good and what's bad, which is unbelievably important to the growth of an industry. When we look at the growth of the advertising industry in South Africa, and we look at the fact that, weaker exchange rates around the world are inspiring other companies to do creative for their countries and our country and that, why is it a great time to have a South African passport and be in advertising in SA?
I think if you look to the Cannes Lions Awards that happened this year, we did magnificently well. I think South Africa stood out. There was a Grand Prix at the Cannes Lions. There were a few golds, a few silvers. And I think international agencies are looking to South Africans. We're hard workers. There's some really great creative talent out here. And they're looking to bring them over and to do some work there. And I mean, why not go overseas to a Wieden Kennedy and make a great Nike ad or an Under Armour athlete ad? I think that's what we all kind of aspire to as creators. We want to make those big budget commercials.
Absolutely. Listen, dude, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Leave me with one final power line. You're the copywriter here.
You know what? I heard the CD of Joe Public say it the other day on your show, and she's absolutely right. You're only as good as your last ad.
Okay, there you go. How original of you, Staff. You jacked someone else's copy.
That's what we do.
Thank you so much. It is Saf Sindhi on Twitter. That's SAFSINDHI. Saf, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me. Cool.
When you're a CIO in a growing corporate, there's no just taking care of yourself and that's that. When you're a CIO, people see IT as a cost rather than a strategic investment. But we know you knew that. We know that between the successes and failures, the courage to continue is what counts. We also know that food is on other people's plates because of your job. The courage to grow is business. We've got the advisors, products and solutions that enable you to do so. MTN Business, a new world of business. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.